702. The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
From water to power, and in Roodepoort today, there's an operation by City Power to cut off those residents who are defaulting, who are non-paying. The mayor of Joburg is also there, Tapelo Ahmad. He is busy helping. He is there overseeing what's going on. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena watching that one. Isaac, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the operation underway in Roodepoort?
Thanks for having us, and good afternoon, Mandy. We basically targeted 13 businesses around Roodepoort, which are basically part of those who are owing the City of Johannesburg or City Power about 1.9 billion rand. And this is the money that we are basically looking to recover through the bids that we basically are conducting today. We had the British mayor on the ground also basically conducting oversight, and the City Power CEO basically leading the charges from our side so that we are able to go after every cent that we are owed by these customers.
And is this very similar to the operation you were doing in Alex a couple of weeks ago, where you are cutting off those people who aren't paying? Is it more about sending a message to residents to say they need to pay?
Yes, indeed. We basically are calling on the customers to basically do the right thing and ensure that they pay their services, not only the lights, but even water and other services, because we are basically living in a period where we are losing a lot of money due to this load shedding that we are on. Every day, 3.6 million rand goes because of the equipment that we are losing due to this load shedding, the vandalism that is happening, the cable theft that is also happening. But it's, we also need this money to basically ensure that we strengthen the network and ensure that customers get the service. So we are appealing to the customers to basically do the right thing and ensure that they pay this money. And I think since we started this operation, more and more customers come to City Power offices across the city to ask us to look at their accounts so that they can basically get them right. And so far, we managed to basically collect about 3.8 billion rand since October or November last year, since we started this operation in October last year. So 3.8 billion has been collected, but we are also basically going out after those that are basically owing us on the ground in all the sectors to ensure that we got everything.
So Isaac, every time we do an interview like this, where we're looking at operations that City Power is doing, the listeners come in and say, what about Soweto? What about Soweto? They don't pay, they don't get cut off. How do you answer that?
Look, the issue of Soweto is, obviously Soweto is part of the City of Johannesburg, but it's not provided electricity by City Power. However, just to answer it broadly, especially even in areas such as Alexandra, where you still have about 96% of the residents not paying for electricity. You remember that it's got historical and even political roots. And this is something that we really want to get the lawmakers and politicians to be able to guide us as to how to collect that debt that is sitting there. In Alexander, we're already engaging the councillors and even the community to say we basically need to start paying for the services because of it's not sustainable for you to basically continue consuming while you're not actually paying for the services that you're doing. And whoever calls to ask about those customers are actually right, because of we cannot have a situation where people are not paying for electricity. But we're also cognizant of the fact that most of the people are really poor and are not able to afford. And that's why the energy mix that we are basically trying to bring through will basically ensure that those who are not able to afford electricity can basically jump onto other products such as your solar and even gas, and be able to still have something to cook with. So that has basically part of the reason why we've got this plan that we've launched last week.
Isaac, thank you so much. Isaac Mangena, City Power spokesperson, telling us about that operation taking place in Roodepoort today. The Joburg mayor, Tapelo Ahmad, who has not yet appointed his mayoral committee, is overseeing that operation today.